Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
Mandy Kennedy.
Oh, hey.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. Mandy's very amped up. This is a night show. We're all so much more awake than normal.
All the energy this time.
It's the opposite. I'm tired.
Oh, yeah. Morning person. I forgot.
That's fine.
I'm just hungry.
Three versus one. But also, I get to talk about stuff on this show. Like, I have more of an opinion tonight. That makes me excited.
She is so concerned with so many things that we're talking
about.
That
sounds so bad for us. I finally have an opinion tonight.
No, honestly, this way everyone will know, like, be prepared because I'll get to speak tonight.
Mandy's going
to
talk a lot.
They're going to be like, you have a fourth member?
I know. Right. I know, right? Wait, okay. I didn't hear Wonder Woman anywhere.
All right. Well, we need to move along, though, because we have a lot. This is going to be a packed episode. Super packed. First, we got a bunch of trailers. I'm going to talk about the most disappointing one first. We got a teaser for Venom. As most of you know, I like Venom a lot.
Your hat right now is Venom.
Yeah.
That is accurate. Yeah, I like Venom a lot. And I like Eddie Brock as Venom. He's my second favorite Venom. But still, like him a lot. And I love the casting as Tom Hardy as Venom. It's great. And I wanted to see what Venom in this trailer. That's all I wanted to see. I want to see what they're going to do with Venom.
But why would they put him in his own trailer?
We got a 30-second teaser that looked like some fan-made nonsense with someone compiling various roles that Tom Hardy has been in. Because we got Tom Hardy laying down yelling, Tom Hardy riding a motorcycle, Tom Hardy in a car yelling.
Like, was it Tom, or was he talking in a funny voice?
No.
Doesn't he know the loud noises upsets the symbiote?
He'll find out. We did get to see what may have been the symbiote. There was like a tube.
I mean, that
of black goo.
That absolutely had to have been it.
Well, what was it? Sludge water? I mean, it could have been like some ferromagnetic fluid that they're just screwing with.
All right, it was a red herring. Symbiote.
I get that you're upset with this, but let's be honest. We finally got a teaser when they call something a teaser.
That's true.
But it didn't tease anything.
It teased that the movie's actually real. Because up until this point, like, and I'm still like sure it's not happening.
I mean, that's a definite possibility. And I guess you're right in that, like, if it didn't prove that the movie is real, it certainly teased that the movie is happening. But I still, yeah, I'm kind of with you. I don't think the movie is happening. I think it's going to shut down.
Yeah,
soon.
That's all they filmed, actually.
Yeah, they were like, so many trailers are coming out. We have to throw our hat in the ring so people will remember that we have a movie coming up.
That would be the most effed up shooting schedule in the world. All right, we need to get you on a bed, then on a motorcycle. We got to get this goo moving, CGI guys. All right, we ran out of a budget.
They just like, hey, Tom, we're going to follow you for an afternoon.
Yeah.
Why was he laying down screaming?
That's not your concern, Dalton.
Maybe. Never mind.
Yeah, bad day.
Just let Tom Hardy be Tom Hardy. He's Tom Hardy.
Just Tom Hardy things.
All right, so yeah, that happened. That happened. And I'm not super excited about it. What I am excited about, we got a Jessica Jones trailer.
Holy
another one.
Crap.
Wow, yeah.
And my lord, looks like we're going to be doing a whole lot of figuring out why Jessica has her powers.
I like everything about this trailer excited me. Because, like, it's that thing where the first season was so good, and I was curious, like, okay, let's see where they go. Let's see where they go with this. Because there were some options, but, like, nothing really kind of stood out. Because it's that thing where the first one's so good, the second one clearly can't be as good.
Yeah.
I have no concern about that. We got the guy wanting to buy out Alias. I knew who that was for like a split second, and now I don't anymore, so I apologize.
I don't remember.
The car accident and what happened with Jessica and how she got her powers and like the weird, creepy organization that seemingly gave them to her. Hellcat actually might become Hellcat.
Yep. Well, she kind of did at the beginning. Never mind.
I mean,
there are still people that haven't seen it at this table that are planning on watching it.
I'm sorry, I'm on the bandwagon now. That's such a good trailer.
I just mean like the in the sense because the line of she may not think she needs a sidekick, but she does.
Oh yeah,
like so we actually
you're thinking she might go costume.
Right.
Yeah.
And even if Jessica doesn't let her wear a costume, because I could see that's just a
yeah, that's a Jessica Jones
all,
thing.
Yeah, it's all just like there's so many cool things, and then the end sequence that last scene where the lighting goes full purple and just the hands clapping.
Oh, yeah.
Holy, like, I'm so stoked. It's going to be so hard to watch because the first season is so hard to watch.
The first season, like, it, as enjoyable as it is rough in parts. So,
it's great. It is such a... It bounces between it and Daredevil season one of my favorite thing that Marvel has done with these Netflix exclusives.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so uncomfortable and just like it really is difficult to watch.
Because it really delves right into a lot of just hardcore emotional issues mm-hmm. and stuff like that. It's like, oh, you have lived an awful life.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so sorry for the things that happened to you. And then like Purple Man. Oh my God.
Kilgrave.
Whew. Yeah, no, it's David Tennant's role. Like, that man is just so good.
I will say this. If it turns out Mystery Boy, who is trying to buy out Alias, is a member of the Hand, I will kill all of you.
But
just whoever's hearing these words, just I'm coming for you.
Basically, Ace is going to black out. He won't be responsible for this.
I can't handle it.
Winston rage.
Exactly. He's just going to go nuts.
Oh, please, just let it be a separate thing. We're done with the Hand.
Please spare our lives. Don't put the Hand in Jessica Jones season two. Because they weren't in the first season. It wouldn't make any sense at all for her to be in the second one.
Somebody from Netflix is listening to this and be like, guys, this kid seems serious. Can we fix that in post?
They're the foot.
Close enough. The Toe Clan.
I think the foot's taken.
Toe Clan.
I don't think they're allowed to say
kneecaps.
The Foot Clan.
Probably
although
not.
The Patella Clan.
If the Foot Clan comes up, you know what? Forgiven. you can change the name of the show to The Hand. The Hand Hour featuring The Hand, starring The Hand.
As long as the
Foot
Clan.
But if the Foot Clan is in there and like the Turtles show up, yeah, okay.
We're done.
That's fine.
Everybody's happy.
I just wish they'd make The Hand the Smash Hand. What if that's the Hand?
Okay,
it's
and Master
guy?
Hand. And
yeah,
Master
it's
Hand.
Master
if it turns
hand.
Out it's Master Hand. That'll also get a
it's
pass.
Just a clan of Master Hands.
Putting all these caveats on my threat is real. I feel like it's really kind of undercutting the seriousness of the matter.
That's the point.
that was the hope.
Because it was really dark at first. All right, trying to lighten it.
Deadpool.
Hey!
Got
a, I'll get Deadpool to help me.
So good.
I'm sure he'd want to.
He's too busy mm-hmm. playing Toy Story.
So this trailer was incredible.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what we wanted out of Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. It starts out, like, you see Josh Brolin as Cable, so we get a really good look of him in action, and then you see, like, the green sleeve on his arm.
Before we get to the green screen, can we talk about how amazingly over-the-top, cheesy 80s narration was?
Oh, yeah.
About in the future. Just, yeah. Like, it's that, oh.
It's perfect. It really was it's perfect. So So, yeah, you see Josh Brolin doing his thing as Cable, and then you see the green arm, and it freeze frames. And you hear Ryan Reynolds like, hey, can we get a tech on this?
Like, what this the hell? This is the trailer.
This is the trailer. So then, like, so he cuts away to just Ryan Reynolds in costume as Deadpool playing with action figures yes. doing a scene. Yes, Dalton.
So, and this is the part of the trailer where I get to talk for a minute. Because I'm very big into the action figure like collecting community. If you could have seen the amount of just random posts from like Toy News International and all these other things that I follow of just being like, so maybe rumored Marvel Legends line. And like just from that and like even in our group chat, like I made the comments like, well, it could just be props. And I was like, yeah, let me look at it.
That wasn't you.
Well, no, but no, somebody said it to me. But like
somebody said it to the group.
Yeah, somebody said it to the group. I like had to freeze frame it and I was looking at everything, but yeah, no, just everybody getting so excited over the fact of, hey, we might actually get Deadpool movie toys, which would be the most counterintuitive thing in the world.
But I want them in a Woody costume.
I mean, we can make that. That won't
be
hard.
So good.
Quoting Toy Story.
That
pull
was
the,
great.
Pull a cord and he actually says, there's a snake in my boot.
So yes, that was a phenomenal scene. And he's like, all right, we got it. That was quick. And then it goes back to like Josh Brolin, but now he has
the actual metal
arm. And it's, oh my God, this trailer was so good.
Yeah.
If I wasn't already hyped for this movie,
mm-hmm.
the hype.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, the mm-hmm. hype continues.
And I love the way Cable looks. Like, I was super bummed out that we weren't going to get like Rob Liefeld super huge Cable, but this is an awesome middle ground where it's like, no, he looks legitimately awesome.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're not going to get Rob Liefeld anything unless you go CG. Like, they'd
have but they've done that before beautifully with Colossus.
They did, but Colossus still looked... Colossus looked like he could have been a real person. Like,
not full Rob Liefeld, but like that, like the proportions of him, like the size.
You just wanted the big over the top,
like that big Cable, like, but not like super comic book.
You wanted him to be as wide and muscular as Colossus, but like 2 feet shorter. Got it.
Yeah. you nailed it right on the head.
So it would look just
all right. I apologize. I'm super bummed out we didn't get the Rob Liefeld proportions of Cable. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the inhuman proportions of Rob Liefeld. Anyway,
it's a comic book movie, Jesse.
So the Deadpool 2 trailer was awesome.
Yeah. Getting to see Domino was super cool.
And we got a couple of surprises,
mm-hmm.
my favorite of which. So we get to see basically what looks like Domino's crew from a ship, like from the door to a ship. And Terry Crews just standing there in all of his Terry Crews glory.
My first thought was, are we getting an X-Force? Are they giving us a full-on X-Force? Because if they give us a full-on X-Force, I'm just like... And granted, they may not start that way, but I want an X-Force.
Yeah, I think what we're getting is... The first thing we're getting is that's Domino's crew from the comics.
Right.
And that's... Well, that's the speculation. Mm-hmm. And then people are trying to sort out, like, who's who from that.
Yeah.
But we have no confirmation, nothing. It's just, that's kind of what it looks like.
There's a lot of really good guesses.
Yes, there are a ton of really good guesses. I'm not going to talk about them because right now they're just guesses and I don't want to get my hopes up about like anybody being anything.
But our harps are already really far up because Terry Crews
is in the film. And boy, do I love me goody. Some Terry Crews.
Goody, goody.
So yeah. Oh, God, I'm excited about this movie. Another movie that I am pretty excited about. We got this during the Super Bowl. We got a trailer for Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Yeah, we did.
I'm down.
Asa seems hesitant about
it. I'm on the train.
It was a teaser. It showed us nothing. I'm not.
Yeah, basically we got to see people in costume.
This is the one that I'm like, boy, this doesn't. Things aren't looking great for the movie itself. Between like losing the directors and it has had a lot of problems in production. This trailer could have used about 5,000% more Donald Glover as Lando. So that was a highlight.
I mean, that's going to be our review of the movie too.
Also, Reddit kind of ruined it for me by pointing out that okay, so Wookiees live like 400 years old or live to be 400. So Han is basically Chewie's third dog. It's just like. Oh, thank you, Reddit. I appreciate what you've done to me now.
Because the first time we ever see Chewie is in episode 2?
I don't remember.
Or is it episode 3?
He's in one of the battles.
Yeah, he's on Kashyyyk.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't remember which one it is.
Yeah, I want to say it was episode 2.
But I'm leaning 3.
I am too.
Either way.
Him and Yoda both survived. I think it was 3.
Yeah.
Because him and Yoda are the only ones that survived Order 66.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Either way, that was the first time we saw him. And he was already a leader there. And then now he's in the Han movie.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there were some.
Chewie's third dog.
There were some nice touches. And, like, I'm going to see it. Yes. Like, don't get it wrong. I will see this movie. It's just. I'm hoping it's better than I think it's going to be.
I think it'll be fun.
I don't know if it was on the list of things that you talked about, but since we're talking about Star Wars, the original writers/showrunners of the Game of Thrones TV show are getting their own series of movies.
I've heard about that, actually.
That's pretty sweet.
But I don't remember where. But I remember hearing about that.
No, it's announced. It's official. That's happening. I don't remember their names.
Not see that. I don't remember their names either.
But yeah.
But I know those guys were responsible for all of the good stuff of Game of Thrones after George R. R. Martin had stopped. There was no longer source material, is what I'm getting at.
See, and I hadn't seen it, but a couple of the responses I had seen was so the guys who ran out of good stuff once their source material dried up are now in charge of Star Wars.
Those guys were completely wrong.
I'm just taking them on their word of things that they like that I also like because I haven't seen.
Yeah, basically Game of Thrones, it started out, the first 3 seasons were great, and then the seasons 4 and 5 were meh and then bad, And then you had, like, season five was the last season where we were with the books.
Mm-hmm.
And season six and seven have been the last two. The first two seasons, you go beyond the books, and they are hands down, far and away, the best seasons of the show. At least I think I've got those seasons right. Because, yeah, season eight is... Was season eight the one that just aired?
I think seven was. I think eight's coming out.
Yeah, I want to say that's I'm pretty sure that's right. I mean, Dalton, you can check to make sure, but I'm pretty sure that's accurate. Either way, those guys did a phenomenal job once they ran out of source material.
Tragic. Okay, so it is David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, best known for shepherding and adapting HBO's Game of Thrones from George R. R. Martin's popular song, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so they are still in charge. Eight-season run. Game of Thrones ends its eight-season run in 2019.
Okay, so
it is seventh because they have 73 episodes aired, and I know it's 10 an episode or 10 a season.
Yep.
So Rian Johnson is getting his own trilogy, and then they are getting a series of movies. Is all that we have heard. So I wonder if this could also be the because how they're wanting to put out a Star Wars movie every year.
Mm-hmm.
So then,
once the trilogy's over, or Solo, the new trilogy's over.
Solo this year, conclusion of this trilogy,
mm-hmm.
another maybe Star Wars story next the year after Rian Johnson's first of his trilogy. Then maybe they take over as that alternating.
Yeah, God, I'm thinking like the Kenobi movie. I think is the one that everyone's thinking we're getting after.
See, but the way that but I don't know if they would do that.
Yeah, so basically finish out like get Solo this year.
Mm-hmm.
Next year we would get the Episode 9,
mm-hmm.
and then
Kenobi, a Star Wars story,
and then yeah, Rian Johnson's trilogy.
Yeah,
would be my guess. And then in between each of those films.
Their movies,
yeah. Whatever it's going to be.
It's a lot of Star Wars.
But at a certain,
I'm so okay with it.
Yeah, no, I'm cool with it. But at a certain point, what story?
Rian Johnson.
What know. What's
like main story? Are you No.
I mean, the main story is fine. It's the side movies that I'm like,
oh.
Like, all right, cool. We got Han Solo and Kenobi. Cool. What else would we really want? Like, I know I mean, want a bounty. I want a bounty hunter movie.
Not every movie has to explore like backstory. So they could expand. This is a massive universe.
Well,
they could do so much stuff with it.
It was a massive universe.
It's still a massive universe that's now largely unexplored.
Oh, so they're just going to make up stuff now.
They can.
Yeah, and they may even have it to where it has absolutely zero to do with anything we've already seen within Star Wars.
Yep.
It could even go to, like, they could do Old Republic stuff. They could do stuff just like, oh, in this other, like, way out there system. Because again, it's kind of goes to my complaints with the new trilogy of it's like, wow, there's a lot of people we could be focusing on. Not super thrilled that everyone is connected to this like original six movies we already have. Tell other stories. Other stuff is happening. Right. I would like to see some of that, please.
So and we could give you
that's
even
probably
a whole lot
what
of
they're getting, and that's probably what Rian like. And I think Rian Johnson has already even said like his trilogy. This is not going to be episode 10, 11, 12. Like he's doing his own. Trilogy of something else
nice.
Just within this Star Wars universe.
So we might get a 10, 11, 12 from someone else. Like, yeah. Who knows? We don't know. Not a lot of stuff to speculate on there. But either way, the Solo trailer was great. I thought anyway. It's Star Wars. The rose-colored glasses are thick. Like, it's kind of hard. I even enjoyed parts of episode 2. Episode 1 was really, really hard to even watch. But after that...
I'm excited.
Yeah, no, I'm
excited. I also
just
love Han Solo, so like, yeah. All right, I'll take a full movie on him.
And also,
and Donald Glover as
Lando. Why did you have
I mean, that doesn't even need to be said. Yes.
So the night we saw that, because obviously it aired during the Super Bowl, so Dalton was in a salty mood anyway, and
I was watching it on my phone. Yeah,
I was messaging him on Facebook long after the game, and I'm like, so, did you see the new Han Solo? He didn't, or not, did you see Donald Glover as Lando? He didn't respond to me for like a few minutes. So I was like, I'm just going to send him the picture. And I did.
Because it was, we were watching at your place, and for whatever reason, the first commercial break didn't actually air from how you were streaming it. Mm. So I was just on Twitter, and all of a sudden I was just like, hey guys, guess what was in that first commercial break we didn't see?
Mm-hmm. And apparently that was a problem for everybody. Like NBC was just dropping the ball on airing those commercials in some of the breaks. But yeah, no, Don't Dalton's response was just the eggplant emoji.
I was about to ask, did I give you my normal response to stuff like that? And it was.
That did happen.
I just confirmed it on my phone. I was like, yeah, no, I sent my response what I meant.
Yeah, it was just that long reply, like the long wait and the nothing. I'm like, fine, I'll just send him the picture. Now he's happy. Because Donald Glover looks great as Lando.
He like perfect fit. Perfect.
It's so good. What?
So, like, off topic, I send that response to you a lot about things.
You send that response to everybody a lot about anything.
Not Goose me. Eggs play on Overwatch League. That was the response.
All right. So, yeah, we also got a Cloverfield Paradox trailer during the Super Bowl. And then after the Super Bowl, we got the Cloverfield Paradox.
On Netflix.
Aired on Netflix. Like, That's a baller move right there.
That was pretty awesome. And so someone on Twitter or Reddit was just like, that's the most Cloverfield thing ever. Of just, we're doing here's our trailer. Oh, it's out now. No hype, no press.
Yeah,
other than the millions of dollars they spent on a Super Bowl commercial. But
I did not know that this was even a thing in production.
Right?
Like, I hadn't heard anything about a Cloverfield Paradox. Nothing. And then, yeah, we got that trailer. I was like, well, that looks like, wait, on Netflix? When? Now?
Because I thought we had talked about like rumblings of Cloverfield 3, but like we never really had any hard details or
right. Anything. Like it was just, there may have been like a casting call or something like that for it. So either way, that hit, and I watched it, and I enjoyed it.
I still haven't seen the first two. Well, I haven't seen Cloverfield or 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I've never seen them.
I tried to watch Cloverfield one time, like when it first came out on like DVD, and it made me really motion sick because I hate that style of handheld.
Because everything is found footage.
I can't do the shaky cam. Like, and this is the one instance that it's the worst because I've seen other like found footage stuff and it's never as bad as what Cloverfield was. Maybe if I went back and like tried to watch it, it would be okay. But it messed with me.
Honestly, like I enjoyed the first Cloverfield and I absolutely think it's worth watching. I understand why some people can't. In order to watch the other two films, all you really need to know from the first one is that a monster attacks.
Right.
That's literally it.
I also know the nice little Easter egg of, like, before, you know, S hits the fan, when they're on the balcony and, like, the guy line is behind them, you can see a shooting star, like, for a split pixel of a frame, and that's actually the monster landing.
And like, there's also, did you hear the thing about the timing lineup?
Mm-mm.
Right whenever the first big, like, earthquake happens in Cloverfield, at that exact timestamp in Cloverfield Paradox, the thing that starts it all happens.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's like 18 minutes and so many seconds into the film, in both films.
Oh, that's cool.
Earthquake happens, the actual
incident.
The incident that causes it happens, so, which is just super neat. And that was very clearly on purpose.
I do love little bits of continuity like that.
Yeah.
That like not everybody's going to get, but it's there for the people who really care.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, the first Cloverfield movie, like I said, you can skip it if you want, because really all you need to know is a monster attacked and everything went south. Because, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't say.
Right? And then 10 Cloverfield Lane is almost 100% unrelated.
Yeah.
Like, minus the last 15 minutes of the movie, you wouldn't even know that the two movies were related, and obviously outside the title.
Right.
Because, man... And that's worth watching just for John Goodman.
Oh, yeah. No,
holy
no, that's...
Lord.
It's on my... I have a free trial of Amazon Prime right now, and it's on my list. I actually just watched the Ninja Turtles sequel.
Wow.
Yeah, I finally got around to it.
Did you like it?
It was okay. That's not that show. This is not that show.
Nope. So, yeah, either way, Cloverfield Paradox, absolutely... If you've liked the other films, it's absolutely worth watching. Gives you a little bit more detail into why everything happened. And adds some more, just basically adds a whole lot of detail of the universe as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
But it's gonna make you ask a lot more questions than you ever had before. So yeah, it's super neat. Like it's really trippy. It takes place almost entirely in space, though. Yeah, no, from the other two films, that was an interesting direction in my opinion. But it makes sense with the movie. It works out.
They do what they want.
They do, and I'm going to watch it. But yeah, I enjoyed it, though. It's definitely worth seeing. And we don't have to do full price or anything because it's on Netflix. Just get you a free trial, if nothing else, if somehow you don't have Netflix.
Access to a Netflix account.
Right.
I feel like if they're listening to the show, chances are they have easy access to a Netflix account.
And like I said, if you don't, you can get a 14-day free trial.
Yeah.
All it takes is an email address.
I've been paying for Netflix for like a year and still haven't watched it a whole lot. I have so many video streaming services.
Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Thanks, Hulu, for having community.
And the last little bit of like movie and TV stuff we got, John Krasinski. You might recognize the name as Jim from The Office. Mm-hmm. He's done various other projects.
I thought you were going to say he's the guy from that trailer where they have to be silent. The monsters come.
That too. I that movie actually released. I heard it was really good.
Really?
Yeah. At least
it looked interesting.
Not really to where like it was actually good. Just really to it had released.
Yeah, I think it has.
I did like I. I'm sure it's fine. It didn't interest me. I'm sorry, but I will believe that monsters are attacking. That's fine. You are not going to have me believe that two children are going to stay silent playing Monopoly.
Oh yeah, that one. Okay, yeah, that bothered me. Yeah,
with
me
your
too.
Yarn dice.
I can only suspend my disbelief so far because I've never been involved in a game of Monopoly that didn't end with someone screaming, "You dirty!"
Maybe they had an older brother or sister that didn't learn their lesson.
So anyway, John Krasinski
got him.
Gonna voice Peter Parker in the Into the Spider-Verse movie, which I got a trailer for a while back. It's gonna star Miles Morales.
I think it's also interesting to note that everything that I've seen has said adult Peter Parker.
Yeah,
so it makes it sound like we're gonna have a younger Peter Parker.
Peter Parkers because it is Edge of the Spider-Verse.
I think it's Into the Spider-Verse.
Into the Spider-Verse, Yeah.
So yeah, no, we're almost certainly going to see more Peter Parkers.
Yeah.
Because the whole Spider-Verse event centered around a whole bunch of Peter Parkers and then a couple of other like odds and ends here and there, like clones, which Jackal? Also are Peter Parkers.
Jackal? Was there a Jackal? Jackal?
Not then.
Jackal?
And then there was...
Time-traveling Jackal. Oh, I made myself mad.
A couple of Gwens here and there and a Miles or two and a pig.
Spider-Ham.
Yeah.
God.
Peter Porker.
That's there.
Oh, God.
There it is.
What is it?
I wasn't going to say it. I just it wasn't worth it to me.
Marvel's
Peter
crash.
Porker. So anyway.
You know Bat-Hound was a joke, right? Like he never actually really solved crime.
Yeah, well, you know, Peter Porker.
The ultimate cartoon. They do an episode of Peter Porker. It works so well. It's so good.
Jesus. He also makes a few appearances in the Spider-Gwen comic.
Does he?
Of course.
The whole thing about Spider-Gwen, she occasionally traverses the other universes because she's in her own Marvel universe, and she sometimes goes to hang out with the kids from the main universe.
And when she's feeling lonely.
Or if they need help, or if she needs help.
And to be fair, the ultimate cartoon, Loki turned Peter Parker into a pig. And so he became Peter Porker.
Jesus, that's it's so dumb. It's
No, it's
it was
wonderful.
Great. You hold your tongue.
So all right. Dumb.
So on to comic books, this portion of our podcast brought to you by our good friends in Perryville, Missouri at Villainous Grounds. Perfect place to go if you want coffee and or comic books.
We going there tomorrow?
I mean, we can. Oh, yeah, we stop there for coffee tomorrow.
Yeah. That's a date.
Yeah. We'll see you guys then.
Which is so good because he's not going to listen until Tuesday.
I hope it times out to where it's just like, we'll see you guys then. And then the door opens.
Oh, my God. That would be beautiful. Hi, David.
We told you.
Magic.
Or even better, it's like 30 seconds before we do all this.
Future.
All right. So, yeah, check those guys out. If you have any interest in comic books, make sure you stop by this place. It's phenomenal. Anywho. Superman smashes the Klan.
On board.
We're getting a graphic novel related to...
Apparently it is individual issues, and it is going to be... And then it'll be bundled into...
Oh, okay.
So...
I want the variants. I will buy both covers of the book.
Please remind
me... There's no shame in that.
To remind David to add this to my poll.
We'll be in the store tomorrow. It's fine. Because you need it on your list, Asa?
Probably.
All right, we'll get him on there.
So, yeah, Superman smashes the Klan. If you guys haven't heard, back in the it wasn't the
40s. Like
60s. It was 60s. Yeah, I was like 40s. That's not right, Jesse. You're stupid. Anyway, back when the KKK were super popular, and yeah, by Klan I mean Klan with a K. Back when the KKK was super popular, there was a radio program about Superman trying to promote diversity and
hate is bad.
Yeah.
And like tolerance.
Xenophobia, that was the other word. And yeah, trying to discourage racism and xenophobia in schools and everything else among children. And it worked extremely well.
There's a book and there's a really good episode of Drunk History about it.
Drunk History.
And if you don't watch Drunk History, Watch it. It's so good.
So yeah, check that out. Like it's fascinating,
on Hulu.
It's a fascinating series of events, and we're getting a comic book that either is taking place during that time or based on that time, or it could be about the current, you know,
geopolitical climate,
which is the Dalton hope. Like that's like I'm buying every issue of this, hoping it's that. Even if it's not, I'm going to support this because,
like, Superman punches Milo into the sun
so hard. Like, because honestly, any like anti-Klan stuff that's also comic book related, I'm on board because I want everybody to know that that's a stance that I'm like, I will put money behind that.
That is one of my favorite things of like people complaining about, you know, comic books getting too PC and too social justice warrior-y.
It's like 50 years ago.
It's like you literally had Spider-Man like talk about how capitalism is bad.
There was
like in the 60s. Like you just don't know what you're talking about. Shut up.
There was literally a villain. I can't remember. I want to say it's DC, but there was literally a villain that was just straight up Captain Nazi. That was his name.
The Joker.
I mean, Captain America came about because of, like, during World War II.
But no, like, but yeah. I mean, in DC Comics, just Captain Nazi was there.
I mean, I believe that.
There's also the DC team up, or DC Marvel team up, where the Joker and Red Skull are working together, and the Joker punches out the Red Skull just because he's a Nazi.
Yeah, Joker finds out he's a Nazi.
I might be insane, but I'm American.
That's one of my favorite panels in comic books.
It's like, I'm very much against gatekeeping, but if you're one of these people, nah, find your own hobby. Like, this one's taken.
Yeah, cause, I mean, yeah, authors have talked about, yeah, no, I remember, yeah. Okay, yeah, comic books have
a medium for, like, political stances?
Yeah, medium is a good word, but not the one I was looking
like
for.
Like a bastion of...
We can keep throwing things out there.
It's fine. Medium will work. And either way, it's been a medium for authors and everyone else to talk about their feelings towards the, you know, current events.
Yeah.
For good or bad. See X-Men Gold number one.
Yes.
Originally.
It's not like one way or the other. Like it depends on very much on the creative team.
And then they got fired real hard.
Yeah, because this stuff got outright racist. So anyway. That's the thing.
Superman gonna smash some Klan.
It's gonna be written by Gene Lun Yang, who's a Chinese-born American.
Author, artist. He does speeches at Comic Cons about similar stuff to like this, and it will probably be good. Like even outside of just like
the
I'm
the
happy
part
just,
of it.
Just watching Klan get smashed. It's actually going to be well done and.
Honestly, if it was just a book about like Superman going whack-a-mole on KKK members, like I'd still read it.
If only it was Invincible.
All right. So in video games, this portion of our podcast brought to you by our good friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. They are another fantastic podcast. You can find all of their content at www.ps2jshow.com.
Josh is a tease. He put out a list of like months and then a blacked out line.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, he's don't like him for it. But it's going to be each month's video of gaming.
I don't like them for making me flip out about the Bullet Bill and wondering if it's an arm or a smirk. I was like, what? It's arms. It was on Twitter. I was like, it's arms, right? It has to be, arms, doesn't it?
Do you listen to their gaming show?
No.
Oh, you should. It's so good.
Maybe he doesn't listen to podcasts.
I don't listen
I know
to
you
anybody
don't, but
talk.
The history of games they're legitimately fun episodes to listen to. And even their monthly or their weekly shows are also really cool.
Yes, I do like the history of gaming shows a whole lot, at the very least. The rest of their content is good, but definitely check out the history of gaming stuff. All right, so Red Dead Redemption 2. We got some rumored leaks, and if this comes to pass, this is some pretty delightful stuff.
The site that's leaking this has said that they have their source, but they didn't release it until they were pretty confident that it's real, but they didn't get that until... They had received images of characters before the initial trailer, and then the trailer released, and like the characters were the same, because it was the main guy, Dexter, whatever, and then Vandalind, I think, is the main antagonist. And they're like, okay, so now we're more comfortable.
Yeah, releasing it looks a little bit more legit.
Yeah.
So yeah, this, and again, take this with a grain of salt. This is not any amount of confirmed.
Could have been original plans and things change because...
Yep. Yeah, even if it was like legitimately leaked from Rockstar, mm-hmm. there's no guarantee that this is actually going to hit.
Yeah.
So what we did see, though, we got a few multiplayer modes that we saw, including a battle royale. So for those like PUBG fans out there and stuff like that, Red Dead Redemption is going to have a fix for you. They're going to have Revive and Survive and Money Grab, which are a couple of modes I'm pretty sure from the first game. They sound familiar.
Mm-hmm.
They're also going to have, if you liked apartments in GTA, you're going to have something similar in this one. Except I imagine it's not going to be quite as luxurious because they're going to be tents.
No, I want like a yes. two-story tent.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's probably going to be more like camps, like full campsites.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably so. And you probably at some point will be able to build a, you know, a shack as opposed to just a tent.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be varying levels of...
Three-story shack.
I'm willing to bet you'll also be able to buy property, too. Yeah. Just, like, full-on tracts of land.
That would be my guess as well. So, yeah. Looking at that...
It's going to be so expensive. You're going to have to spend so much real money.
to buy your digital tent. Yeah. Then we're going to get a companion app for the game. Not entirely sure what all is going to be involved with that. Also looking at first-person mode. Being introduced for single player and multiplayer modes.
Not super surprising because that's something that they did whenever they relaunched GTA 5. They implemented the first. I don't know if it's on multiplayer too. I think it is.
Yeah, you can do first person multiplayer. Okay.
Yeah, because that was something that they added for the PS4 and Xbox One versions. Yep.
And then Shannon's going to be thrilled. They are releasing or they're putting fishing in the game as just a side thing you can do.
Like an activity.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
One of Shannon's favorite things to do in MMO, he talks about it all the time back in his days of Ultima, how, like, his character, he just liked to go out and fish.
Remind me this. Just remind me this year, I'm just going to take him to, like, my stepdad's land, and we're just going to go fish for real.
Oh, no, because then he has to be outside, he has to deal with worms and bait, and
I'll bait it.
Digital
for
fishing
him.
Is so much easier.
It is. It involves, like, having a controller, a mouse, and keyboard.
We can't tell him that you can fish
in
Monster
Wii
Hunter.
Thing?
You can fish a Monster Hunter.
Or the Wii Box thingy. Or no, the Switch. I'm sorry. We're on
the Labo?
Switch. The yes.
Labo. Yeah. All right. So, yeah. Again, none of this is confirmed.
Right. And it could be an idea that they had in a production meeting and they started to work on and decided it's not going to work out. So it got scrapped. So,
yeah. Next thing, Treyarch. This is another thing that's not 100% confirmed.
Mm-hmm. But this one comes from Eurogamer.
Yeah. Like, this is pretty legitimate source.
Yeah.
The next Treyarch Call of Duty game will be Black Ops 4.
Which then that would be this year.
Yes, this November, mm-hmm. As the Call of Duty release schedule goes. It's going to be, and they did confirm on Eurogamer, a Switch port. So it looks like we are getting...
They didn't confirm that. That was the part that they couldn't confirm. They're confirming that it's Black Ops 4, and that it's, but they can't confirm that it's coming to the Switch.
See, I thought I had seen when I looked today that it did have Switch support with like the HD rumble and other stuff.
Because they talked about
motion
that
controls is the other thing.
Earlier in the week they had talked about all of that, but they said that was the part that they couldn't act like they're willing to confirm that it's going to be Black Ops 4, but they're not willing to confirm the Switch version.
In my skimming, that may have been the case. So either way, they're. Likely will be a Switch release, but there may not necessarily be one.
Right.
Point is, they're talking about going back to, like, boots on the ground was the phrase that I saw a whole lot. So that it looks like it's going to be modern era. Mm-hmm. So
except
they're
it's
going
like 2060 something, I think.
Yeah, something like that. So we're not going to get wall running and stuff anymore. And I'm going to need them to stop throwing shade at Black Ops 3. That game was awesome. Game was a lot of fun.
It was.
Because the article I was reading kept talking about how World War II revitalized the franchise after like the horrendous Infinite Warfare, which was bad.
There was two out of the three games were bad because I like Advanced Warfare I didn't like, Infinite Warfare I didn't like.
Yeah, Advanced Warfare was not great. Black Ops 3 was incredible.
Amazing,
it took all of the stuff that was good about Advanced Warfare and made it better, and then added some other things to make it even better. So fun. And, then Infinite Warfare hit, and it took all the things that were bad about Advanced Warfare and put them back into Black Ops 3. And made them worse somehow. Because at least in Advanced Warfare, whenever you bought items, they had, like, negatives.
Yeah.
It wasn't just an outright better thing that you got in your loot box. Anyway, World War II hit. World War II fixed all of the problems that I had with Infinite Warfare, but of course it made it in the past, and we didn't get wall running and stuff like that, which kind of bummed me out.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still like a fun, fresh take on the franchise, and I ended up enjoying World War II a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah. Especially like the first time you, like that first show we did after you started playing it.
Yeah.
It's like you turned around quite a bit.
I did. Like after I got used to it, I liked it a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Black Ops 4 though, like Treyarch has never released a Call of Duty game that I disliked.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they've just done, this will be their fourth Black Ops title.
I mean, they're 3 for 3.
Well, they also did World at War, which was really fun.
So they're 4 for 4.
But it wasn't like I played World at War and then I went back to Call of Duty 4 because that it went Modern Warfare and then World at War.
Wasn't Call of Duty 4 like the golden child?
Yeah. Modern Warfare.
Oh, well then yeah, no.
Incredible.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Yes.
I still love the Donkey video of the final kill coming from someone just standing in a spawn, knifing someone as they spawned.
Yeah. Yeah. Call of Duty 4 had its problems, but boy, that
so
game
good.
Was so yeah. good.
Oh my God.
So we're all just going to buy Black Ops 4 day one?
Well, yeah.
No. All right,
cool.
I probably still won't buy it.
She can rent it and play with us.
I didn't buy right. World of War 2. I just get tired of those games after a month.
That's true. I'm probably trading my copy soon.
Of World War 2?
Yeah, we
But the other game news, the other game news.
Mandy. We're getting there. All right. Injustice 2, we finally got to see the turtles in action.
See, I'm excited about that one, too.
Finally.
Finally.
They look so good.
They do.
Like, the character models are amazing. I'm really happy with how, for the most part, I'm super happy with how they're doing it because they're kind of doing like what Triborg was in Mortal Kombat X. In Mortal Kombat X, you had a character and they had 3 different potential play styles. So Triborg, you got Smoke, Sektor, and Cyrax as your 3 choices. So you basically got 3 characters. And they shared some combos and stuff, and really it was the special moves that set them apart.
Right.
Turtles, it looks very similar to that, where it is the piece of equipment that you equip to them that is which turtle you play as, but they are flat out giving you all 4. You will always start with, whenever you download the turtles, you will get the katanas, the nunchucks, bow staff, and the size.
So it's not like Nightwing where you have to hunt for all the pieces to make Nightwing.
That said, they all have individual gear,
including
individual character abilities, or including... special abilities.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's kind of a bummer. I get why, and that's awesome that you're basically getting 4 new characters in the game.
Yeah.
They did in their Watchtower say that you are getting, they will share certain combos and certain things, but for the most part, they are
their own person.
Yeah. And like they have the same super move and things like that, but they all have different unique character abilities. And it just
then they have like the call-in support abilities.
Yeah.
That's
well,
only for Leo.
That's Leo. That's Leo's character ability.
Oh,
so
okay.
You push. He has 3 little meters and 1 for each. So it's Michelangelo, Donnie, and Raphael, and they each will do different things.
Yeah, Michelangelo's is a skateboard. Donatello's
which is so cool.
Yeah, yeah, Donatello's is like the little stone that or the gadgets he throws out that pushes people and pulls them.
Oh, I thought he just came in with an overhead.
I thought he
with
did.
His circle is that thing that tosses
out. Oh, you're talking about their individual abilities. I thought you meant like Leonardo's. Because Leonardo's, Mikey comes in with his skateboard. Donnie comes in bashing with the bow staff. And then Raph will throw, is a projectile, he'll throw his size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mikey can ride his skateboard.
Yeah.
And then he can end it with either an overhead or a low attack. Or he can just jump off. Or he can just use it to move along the map.
It was such a good entrance with him on the skateboard, too. Like, just the beginning of the video, I was like, oh, yep, on board. Need it.
Donatello has a thing that he throws onto the ground, which will either absorb projectiles, it will draw or push, depending on where it landed, to the opponent, to that item. And then one where it'll send a shock across the floor. And if the opponent is standing, it takes a little bit of damage, and they can no longer jump for a set amount of time.
Huh.
And then Raphael has his is similar to Catwoman's ability, where if you push B, he kind of hypes himself up. He goes through this animation. And if you do that 5 times, and whenever you you get a combo out of it, it's like an automatic combo. Whereas Catwoman automatically gets it, like as you play through the match. Dodging attacks a certain way will get you a scratch mark.
Yeah.
And then hitting other finishing combos has a chance of giving you a scratch mark, and once you get all 5, you get the longest version of the combo.
Mm-hmm.
But his, you actually have to push the button and go through the short little animation to build it up.
Hmm.
But yeah, they look awesome. The dialogue that we got is spot on for the Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's so well done. And I'm so glad that it's not just one turtle with the rest supporting. Like, yeah, you're getting four. And as much as I love Donnie, like, I really think I'm going to like Raphael because he looks more like my play style.
So there you go. Turtles.
Yeah, I'm
Tuesday.
Donatello probably will be mine because that's more of my kind of.
Mm-hmm. And you have to buy them, is that right?
Yeah, they're DLC. They're DLC. They came with the ultimate. They're the third.
You
of
also
the...
have that. You bought that DLC. I don't know if you ever redeemed it, but
I think I did.
Okay,
because yeah, if you bought the ultimate pack or the ultimate edition, it's the last. You get Fighter Pack 3. These are the third fighter of third Fighter Pack 3.
Yes.
And yeah, you bought the season pass whenever you bought it. So.
Well, hot dogs.
And you get them early, so because the ultimate the ultimate pack people get it Tuesday.
Isn't there a certain way you have to do that though, right? Like you have to go into downloads.
It's
somewhere.
Stupid. You have to search it. You have to find it in the store. Of
yeah.
Like
yeah.
The and then down it'll say, oh, you already own this. Do you want to download it now? You okay. can't just go through the actual menu. I don't know if that's an
so
Xbox
thing. So
just go
to the store and search like
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles okay. Injustice 2.
Because I never got Starfire.
Which
either.
Also makes sure to update your game soon. Actually, no, they just had a patch that released the same time, so we should be good.
There was also there was a patch that launched that buffed and nerfed a lot of characters. And
yeah.
Neat.
Okay.
All right. Well, we need to get moving because we have 15 minutes left, and we have more than 15 minutes worth of stuff to talk about.
Let's get it.
So we're going to try and speed through Overwatch because I realize that not as many people care about Overwatch as I do.
I do.
But yeah, and Mandy. Overwatch League.
Yes.
The first thing I want to talk about, we got the first female has been signed to the Overwatch League on the Shanghai Dragons, a South Korean player by the name of Kim Se-yeon, and I'm sure I butchered that last name, but some people out there might recognize Gregory. That's her username. She was the player, if you guys remember, we talked about it on Nerd Up shortly after the game came out, like a few months after the game came out. There was a female player that played her main tank, Gregory. She mained Zarya, and her Zarya was incredible. Like, unrealistically good to the point where pro players accuse her of hacking. And she was a popular streamer by this point. Like, she's pretty famous in South Korea. And I think South Korea. Either way. These pro players said that they would quit the game if it turned out she was not hacking. And those pro players quit the game.
Yeah. Get it,
they
girl.
Legitimately quit.
People of their word. Got to respect it.
Yeah, I know, right?
They deserve it. And think a girl's cheating?
Yeah, just because she was that much better than them. Yeah, because her Zarya play is some. There's some videos out there of her Zarya play, and it looks like aimbotting because the laser is just where it needs to be at all. At all times, it's ridiculous. I don't know what just
she
happened,
hit the table, and I was giving her a bad eye for it.
And then I was staring back at him like I do.
Fair enough. So yeah. Finally, we have a female player. A lot of people have been wondering when that's going to happen because there are a few female pros out there, but apparently some of them just outright make more money as streamers, so they don't want to do pro.
That makes sense.
That's fair.
Yeah. Speaking of making money, though, London Spitfire just won $100,000.
Yes, go team!
Yeah.
Yes!
The London Spitfire won first place of Stage 1. So this is Stage 1 of 5. This isn't the actual playoffs. This is just the first mini playoffs. And the top three teams were London Spitfire, New York Excelsior, and then Houston Outlaws.
How many people are in London Spitfire?
12.
12? That's...
Why?
I needed to figure out how they split up 100,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, they got $100,000. New York Excel got $25,000 for getting second place. Houston Outlaws, unfortunately, didn't get anything other than their normal salary. Which their normal starting salary
go
is still
London,
pretty nice.
Go London, blue and orange every day.
I was kind of bummed because I'm a Houston fan. And Houston beat London Spitfire on Thursday. And then in a series of very close, all nine games played for the Stage 1 playoffs were extraordinarily close. Like, it was crazy. But it was really funny, though. Like, in week 5, which is when this took place, London Spitfire lost to Houston and New York,
yeah,
the two teams that they had to beat for the championship,
yes,
the Stage 1 championship. Importantly, this isn't their actual championship yet. This is just the
first round
of games, first of 5. They have a 2-week break, and then they're jumping back into another standard schedule.
Cool. Yeah.
My mom held me back as a child. She pulled me away from the video games.
You'll never make money playing these video games.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Mom, your fault.
Yeah, 1992, you're right.
But the new skins, mm-hmm. though.
Yes, and Year of the Dog has officially started. So we got Mercy. New skins. When they all look so good, except for McCree.
Let's be real.
Actually, I kind of dig that one.
His intro, though.
All right, so the skins we got, they're themed off of the Chinese New Year, the Lunar New Year. Mm-hmm. And we got skins for Zarya, Genji, Pharah, McCree, Widowmaker, and Mercy.
Yes.
And yeah, the Pharah one is my favorite one. It's dragon themed.
Yeah, Pharah's
and
sweet.
1988 Year of the Dragon. What up? and Pharah's one of my favorite
all
characters.
The sprays for the dragon are cool too. The green dragon dance. Have you gotten any of those sprays?
Yeah.
Those are sweet.
So yeah, either way, the Pharah skin is amazing. Zarya's is based off of Year of the Snake.
Genji's skin
is amazing. Year of the Tiger.
Yeah.
And then you've got McCree's is kind of dumb looking. It's like Magistrate McCree.
Yeah, it's.
He's got like the goatee is a little different. The gun has like a blunderbuss edge.
They gave
to
him
it.
Like a Fu Manchu.
Yeah, it's odd, but the highlight intro is amazing. He throws a lit cigar back into like a bunch of fireworks and they blow up. Mm-hmm. So he's just walking away from an explosion. Oh, it's awesome. And then Widowmaker's is cool. It's a. I think Lily is what they call it.
Yeah, Black
Lotus
or something.
Yeah, Black Lotus might be right.
No, I think it is Lily. I don't know. I'm trying to find it.
Either way, hers is neat looking. Like, it's just kind of very like oriental decoration kind of deal.
If this is a little off topic for a second, but Sky Williams made like two different videos about the new skins. Like, one was for the Overwatch League that is, my God, hilarious. And he made another one for these new skins. And when he talks about Widowmaker, he's like, I hate her. But I love her. And then he's like, look at this skin. We got dinner at 4 and then kill Zenyatta's president at 5. I just lost it, but he says it so funny.
I know Sky. He's the one that's 0-3 against Dunkey at Smash.
I don't even care. The two videos he put out for these skins, I don't know how you find them. My friend John found them. And I religiously watch them because they are, my God, hilarious.
Might have to check those out.
Yes,
I need Dunkey to do more Overwatch videos because his Overwatch videos are friggin' amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, and then you got Mercy. It's Phoenix themed, I think is what it's supposed to be. But Phoenix, I don't think is one of the Chinese New Year things.
It's the first special like Mercy skin that I don't like.
I think it looks really cool.
I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah, the staff looks really, really cool.
Yeah.
Like, I like it a
lot.
Is
that because she had brown hair on that one, right? And you said you don't really...
Yeah, like that, and it's one of those just, like, I've seen so many amazing Mercy skins, and, like, I'm not saying
she does have so many great...
I don't like the back of her hair and those, like, loop thingies. That's my only issue with the Mercy skin. If you, like, turn her around...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's one of those where I'm like, I mean, I get it. It looks cool, but it's not... It's far from my favorite. Like, if I got that one in a loot box, I would never use it.
Black Lily was Widows, by the way.
It is Black Lily. Okay.
Yeah,
no, all these skins are baller. Like, I love these skins. They are so friggin' cool.
Yes.
Like, Overwatch, like, Blizzard's just getting better at making these skins.
We are almost at 2 years.
Yeah. Getting close to 2 years of Overwatch.
Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm still obsessed with this game. And also, one of the big things you got out of Year of the Dog, so last year for Lunar New Year, they introduced Capture the Flag.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bad.
So bad.
Bad, 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 bad.
They fix it?
Yes.
Yeah,
they
it's
have
actually
completely
fun.
Revamped it. Yeah, we also got a whole new map specifically designed for Capture the Flag. They also gave us a competitive mode, so you can actually do, you know, rank and stuff like that, like they did with Lucio Ball, basically. Or you can just play the new map and just the new map.
And it's fun. We've been playing
it. So, I mean, they changed it where you can't use movement abilities with the flag anymore, which balanced it out a whole lot.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I mean, the popular strategy now, though, you can have Lucio speed boost a tank away.
Or use Genji, because we had a Genji, and all three times you just got the flag and came right back, because he just double jumps in the air and then walls runs.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a pretty good combo with Lucio.
He can't do the dash,
right,
but he can do that.
Yeah, and so he just, yeah.
I'm pretty, like, I got pretty good at capping it with D.Va.
Yeah, that's what I do too. You run in with your ult and then poof.
I just, like, there's one of the, like, the Li Jiang Tower map.
Yeah.
You can fly over a wall, and then while you're flying, you can pick up the flag.
Oh.
You just can't fly once you've picked up the flag.
Oh. Do you know when you get out of, when they hit you out of your mech that drops the flag? That's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like killing you.
But it's not.
Yeah.
Because D.Va, so. Pretty lame, but whatever.
Yeah. She drops it. You also can't pick it up back up immediately or recapture it immediately.
Yeah.
But you do pick it up off the spot immediately. There's no amount of capture time, which just, yes, thank you, God, because that was really annoying in the first one.
Oh, my God.
Also, the way they handle draws now, like, which don't happen often, but when they do, you go to sudden death as opposed to actually just draw. And with sudden death, you they move the two flags closer together. And the first cap wins. And it just plays until somebody caps it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And yeah. No, like I have yet to have a sudden death. Like, I've only had a few sudden deaths, and I've yet to have one go to time or anything.
Yeah.
Because they are super close together. I've also won every sudden death I've played so far. Shockingly.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No, like, CTF is super fun now. And I'm really, really happy about it. Like, that's actually why I was a little late getting here today, because I was playing CTF with Kevin. So shout out to K-Shank. We were having some great games and some not so great games. I've decided I like Moira a lot.
Yeah, I hate her, but I play her a lot now. But I still hate her.
she's real fun, especially in that mode.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's super fun. It has a meta all its own that's really fun. Like, there's not one way to do it. If you're really, really good at Lucio, there are a lot of maps that you just win.
Yep.
Because I have lost to Lucios. Not their enemy team. The enemy team can be garbage, but Lucio.
Especially just wall rides on like a side of the map.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to remember the name of, it's not that important. There's one map where he is not catchable. Like if he's, like if you let him
get to a particular wall. Is it the new one that they made?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the older ones, but I don't remember which one it is. Either way, if you let him get to a particular wall, that's it. You have lost that flag. Your best bet is to try and beat him to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's any good at Lucio, you won't, because the more walls you jump on, the faster you go. And he just, whoop, 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 and he's back.
Yeah.
Oh, it drives me insane. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. If you guys haven't been on Overwatch in a while, you know, stop playing. Like, definitely check this one out for the CTF at least, if not for the friggin' cool skins.
Truth.
And then, last thing I want to talk about, we got some new Kingdom Hearts gameplay.
Oh my God!
Probably don't get too excited. We have to say that every time.
I don't even care right now. They're supposed to announce it at E3, though.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Shut up. Just shut up.
So we got Monsters, Inc. gameplay. Is what we got. It's a gameplay trailer. This is by far the most gameplay I've seen since Bioshock Infinite for a game that has no official release date.
Yeah, it looks because so they've been awesome. Making the game for 10 years.
That's why
they better be able to show some stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. One would hope.
Yeah,
one would hope.
I don't know if I like the way Sora looks in Monsters, Inc. I'm still debating on his costume
thing.
Yeah, it was really funny when Boo thought that Donald was Mike Wazowski and Mike was getting mad. I laughed about that. Riku looks awesome in the beginning of that trailer. It's all good. I don't know if you want to say anything, but oh my God, I'm so excited.
I got almost nothing to say. I'm not like, this is YouTube.
Yeah, I'm like, super excited about it, but after like the last 2 years, like I want you to, and I think I say this every time, I had this game pre-ordered at Hastings.
Yeah, I know.
Lost that $5.
Yeah.
But like, I'm super excited. I loved whenever they dropped the Toy Story stuff.
I know.
Oh my God. I love the Monsters, Inc. stuff, but it's one of those like,
my hype just goes back up, though.
Oh, not. It's diminishing return now for me. Like, I'm going to buy it because I have a problem. But
you have to buy it.
Anyway, but yeah, because two of us are going to have to review it. But.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, that's been happening here. That's okay, been so happening here.
Oh, it's the light. Okay.
Yeah, no, I thought I was going blind.
It looked like
night.
It looked like a camera flash to like on my left. I was like, what just happened?
It happened earlier in the show, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But anyway, like, it's just been diminishing return. Honestly, at E3, they better say release date, 2 weeks.
It's supposed to be 2018.
That's what we got at the end of that video.
Yeah, but like I've been waiting 15 years for this game.
Well, yeah.
So like the only thing that's going to make it up to me a little bit if it's just like Kingdom Hearts release date, 2 weeks.
They're not going to pull. No, I doubt it's going
to
be.
They should. They have no reason not to.
In fairness, E3 is at the end of the summer. So, like, the 2 weeks from then, like, would make sense. But you know, it's going to be.
It's going to be holiday.
It's going to be late fall.
Yeah.
I know. It's going to be October or November.
My birthday?
Whenever they release every other game that I'm going to be playing, like.
Yeah.
Like, and I love.
Prioritize.
Yeah, and it's one of those, like, I love the way it looks. It's going to be a great game. It's Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
But it's one of those. It's just been. the worst relationship, where it's like, all right, here's all of the handheld games remastered for the PS4.
Yeah.
Here is the main games remastered for the PS4. Mother, just give me the third game.
You have 3 seconds to answer. Would you buy the Switch collection?
Yes.
Okay.
So he's on board for three no matter what. And yeah. Don't just say it because we need to review it. No, no. You'd buy it anyways. No, we didn't have the pod. Yeah.
I love
stop being
Hearts.
Negative.
Like, yeah, no, there's a lot of things I love. You should hear how I talk about professional wrestling 40% of the time. Like, I love Kingdom Hearts, but it's gotten to the point of just being silly. Oh. Like,
yeah, it's fine.
The only thing that's going to make it right, E3, Kingdom Hearts comes out 2 weeks on board.
Half-Life fans are just like laughing.
That's horrible.
Well, pick a different game.
Because at least your game's coming out.
Exactly.
I say I want them to, but my bank account says no. But my God, I want a PS4 of Kingdom Hearts too. Because that'd be so awesome.
Three?
I mean, I've been saying this
as well
for forever. What?
She said two as well. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you meant like a Kingdom Hearts
2
PS4. Be like, no. You know, you mean the Kingdom Hearts 3 PS4.
Nope.
There's too many numbers. I'm
you're
sorry.
You're the only one who didn't know what you meant.
Thank you.
That's true.
Like, I want it. I mean, I've been saying that for forever. 10 years now.
Didn't they make one like a Japanese exclusive one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Because I remember you were just like, I think I can make that work.
Whenever
I sent it to her, I was like, so you can import this and the games aren't region locked.
And if they are, we can just get Billy to pop that shell off.
Yeah, I didn't, but
I'm really surprised she didn't.
You didn't talk to her enough.
Yeah,
yeah, and then it was the same thing with like there was a Metal Gear one released in Japan for
Steven. Yeah, I remember that one.
I sent that to Steven, and he was so close to dropping it. But like to import those things, it's like it was $600 for the Metal Gear one.
Mm-hmm. It was like $300, $350 for the Kingdom Hearts one.
In fairness, by the time the Kingdom Hearts one came out, the PS4 itself had dropped in price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. This was back when they were still 500.
Yeah, this was still when like Metal Gear Solid 5 was new, like had just come out.
Because we know I just throw money at Kingdom Hearts.
Kojima was still with Konami.
Same.
Yep.
It makes me want to go back and replay the games again, though. The hype train. I also want a movie one day. That'd be cool.
I just want Kingdom Hearts 3.
I just want Kingdom Hearts.
I want everything.
Maybe your retirement home will give you a day pass to be able to go once they announce it in 5 years.
Oh my God.
I'll come pick you up.
What if they do a resort? Like a
if it's part of Disneyland.
Theme park.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be a trip. We'll make it.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd get that in like Disneyland, Japan.
Probably. We'll get it. It's probably already there.
We can get passports. They're not that expensive. We can get passports.
I mean, I would be on board.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for our show before they talk about more things that
oh
they would
God,
just...
Oh, my God, I love Kingdom Hearts.
What about an ongoing animated TV show?
I got to talk. Oh they have a manga. God.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know
hey,
that.
Hey, so speaking of pieces of media that you would want to see, but they haven't made yet, you should tune in on Tuesday for Nerds for Hire, because that's going to be our topic.
Talk about comic books in media.
And things that we hope that they would make. I'm sorry, Kingdom I thought that Hearts. Was a good transition.
It is a good transition.
And you all just staring at me like I'm stupid.
No, I'm trying to keep the bit good. Going. No, that was good. I was just and trying to like
it looked like Dalton was going to say something, but he just kept like, he had this like,
Because I was trying to think of what else we could add to Kingdom Hearts to undercut it, but I couldn't. A weekly radio show.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Kingdom Hearts!